circuit. You can see there's guardrails on both sides the whole way around, real close to the track. So you can imagine everything in the backside is going to get real tight and technical. There's a little bit of elevation change back there, so it's going to amplify your throttle inputs. There's very little room for error. So the best tip I can give you is just keep it on the asphalt while you're out here. Hop on in, get comfortable.
Door here,
and
hop in the other side,
yeah.
And we'll get going.
We're here at the Porsche driving experience. It's always fun getting out, doing this kind of stuff, and then, you know, getting to fight week. You know, get my blood pumping now, and this is going to be a great week.
Keep gassing. There he goes.
It was good fun. I was driving, and whenever you tell me, like, brake, I'm like, no. I kind of got this. I feel the car already, brother. I got some big breaking news for you. I'm retiring MMA. I'm becoming a driver for Porsche, baby. Thank you all for the cheese.
Back on fight week again, and to be brutally honest, it was hard for me to stay motivated after what had happened in Australia.
116. Perfect. You're performing really well. And realistically, your body's on pace for like next week is when you'll peak. Seconds out. 2, 1.
You put so much effort, so much time, so much energy, and so much thoughts into that one specific goal, and then it just gets taken away from you. But it is what it is. These opportunities don't come around often. Now I'm ready.
We got 1 week left with Kelvin. Right now we're peaking his anaerobic capacity. That's the last thing that we work on with 200 and 400.
One, finish strong, KG.
It's just finishing up the last little bit that we're gonna get at the end of this camp before he heads into fight week.
Almost hit that wall over there.
Almost.
When I saw him filming, I can't look like a bitch.
Need to bring you more often.
Gotta take your shoes off.
Why?
Because it's dirty.
Sneak attack. My little girl's a sweetheart, man. It's crazy to see her develop and 2.5, like the wheels are turning, you know. We can have conversations and she can let me know how she's feeling and stuff. It's real cool.
For Dustin, I think honestly he's happy the camp's over. He's been here a long time kind of training for this. He's sick of punching the bag, sick of punching the pads. So, you know, he's put a lot of work in. I think he's happy that it's done. He's ready physically and mentally.
Today we're doing a circuit training. It's a mix of pretty much everything that happens in a fight. We do a little bit of pad work, a little bit of grappling, and just make sure that he's sharp, you know, make sure that he's reacting to every different situations.
He used to go in there and it was like, kill this guy before he gets me. You know, that was kind of his mindset. And it worked 4 out of 5 times. But now, like, he's a smarter, more strategic fighter, and he's very dangerous, very good.
Dustin's ready to go. You know, his cardio, it's through the roof. He can crack hard for 25 minutes. He got power in both hands, both legs. So we're pretty confident that's going to be his best fight, and we're going to get gold.
And new. Diamond time, baby. Diamond time. Ding, 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 ding. Ding.
Man, I never get tired of coming over here. I love it. Oh wow, look at that. Yeah. What? Yeah. Did you see that? That guy did like a flip.
That's dope.
Boom! That looks like a good time, man. Oh!
That was dope.
Boom! Sure. I'm waiting for after my fight so I can do crazy things like this. Unless I get hurt.
I want to go surfing. I want to go snowboarding. But I can't get injured. I can't risk getting injured.
Boom! Wow.
But shoot, I seen Max Holloway. His last fight was in Canada. And he went snowboarding. Fight weeks. Like, bro, that's not a very bright idea. Reason why I got a good chin? My sister over here threw some good hands when we were younger. Hey, hey. She's got the heaviest hands I know. She tested this chin pretty good back in the day. I leave on a good note. I'm telling you, all my senses are on point right now.
Oh, how's it?
Is it this way for sure?
Is it 5 minutes?
We're following a guy right now that doesn't remember where he parks his car when we go to the mall. So this is gonna get interesting.
Yeah, you see the lighting?
Yeah.
So we have to go.
That's a Ferris wheel.
So which, was it this big park? There's a couple.
Following directions from the two guys with the least traveling experience.
We know everybody. I'm about to get a workout in, move. So we just came to the park, good old park. Touch pads in the park, I guess. I just can't wait, you know, that's why we come in early. I'm gonna get my sleeping situation all figured out and get my rest, get my training. And we are exactly 7 days. We're a week away from glory. Another chance, another opportunity to prove I'm the best pound for pound fighter in the world, and another time to make history, you know? This is the first pay-per-view card on UFC ESPN Plus app, so that's dope. So there's a bunch of history that's gonna be made come April 13th. So, this guy just got a tattoo. And you guys tell me who it looks like. I paid a guy who does a tattoo guy, put my face on there. Go take a look again. Who does it look like?
It's supposed to be Saint Michael, but it looks like blessed to
Saint
me
Max,
now, I guess.
Saint Max.
It looks like Saint Max.
It's not Michael. It started with an M. And it ends with an X.
All right, we gotta make sure we get all the essentials for Atlanta. Essential number one, my panda. Someone will get really mad if I don't bring my panda along with me. Someone. So I gotta get underwear. Here's Ron Saya. I mean, he's a very highly skilled fighter.
He brings a lot of tools to the table, and
he's good on the mic. He's got, you know, this swag. He's got this flair to him, and he's a star in the making.
One nice shirt.
He's just skipping the line over a lot of guys. Jacare, Yoel, Weidman. He fought Anderson Silva, but, I mean, let's be honest, you know, all respects to Anderson. He's one of the greatest of all time, but obviously he's not the same guy that he was in his prime. I fought some legends, I fought former champions, and I just don't think he's fought those killers that I have, you know what I mean? I fought Bisping, I fought Weidman, I fought Jacare. I just don't think he's been through that fire, man, and I think it'll be a little overwhelming.
But we're really focused on us and really confident that we're going to come out with the win.
All right, Atlanta. We heading down to the ATL. Thank you.
anytime we go and visit a new city, me and my team, we like to go and check it out. We want to see what they're about, the culture, the sights, the people. We just seeing the land. Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Look at that. Take it in. Take it in. Nothing beats fresh air, I'll tell you that much. Brada Z. $50 for 10 seconds to get to the top of this rail. From bottom of the rail, top of the rail. And if his time is fast, I'll try beat it.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, I'm gonna do this. Can someone grab the money from Matt already?
Ready, set, go!
It's pretty good.
Oh, 11 good, already! Oh, 11, hey. 12, 13! You lost!
Have a great day.
That was 13, I promise to God. I stopped it at 14, but that was 13 something. Oh, man, he was moving.
Bro, he was moving, bro. He didn't really slow down too much. You ready?
Yeah.
Set, go!
I failed.
Stop, start! 13! 0.9!
You know what happened. You know what happened.
I slipped and I still beat him. I beat his time.
Today my name rhymes with spinner. And I ain't talking spinner dolphin.
The guy lost. Now he's trying to act all tough. Probably be the last embedded you see him on.
It's the most prepared I've ever been. You know, I feel incredible. Everything's right on track, my weight. I feel strong, I feel focused. I'm excited.
Take some shots, just get in there, get warm, play around a little bit.
I'm fighting Max Holloway in Atlanta, Georgia. It's incredible to get a title shot, and it's another great thing to get it in the South, the dirty South. You know, there's always pressure. Every fight's your biggest fight. Whether you're coming off of wins, losses, you always got something to prove.
Nice.
I know what I need to do. I know how focused I need to be. And I'm gonna finish Max. I have a lot of respect for him. He's a great guy, great champion, seems like a good father, but there's gonna be a opportunity where he makes a mistake and I capitalize. I'm gonna be brilliant on Saturday night. I'm gonna get my hand raised. I'm gonna shock the world and I'm gonna make something special happen.
Feels weird being here for fight week.
You know? Yes, so here we go.
For sure, fighting in the United States is totally different for us now. He can't see all his family there in the fight, so all his friends can go in the fight. And especially because the crowd, for sure the crowd is going to be all by Kelvin inside. And for sure, as soon as Kelvin steps inside the octagon, the victory will come.
Excelente, campeón! Excelente, campeón!
That's rare for me, man. It's fight week, and I'm here training at Kings, and my last few fights have been international. China, Brazil a few times, and Australia. I was in Australia for a couple of weeks, so this time is not the case. You know, I'm here, fight week. I get to travel to Atlanta tomorrow, which feels good, man. I wake up tomorrow early morning and fly there, check in, and Henry's gonna be there, Yair's gonna be there, my mom's gonna be there, my girlfriend's gonna be there, I got my aunts, uncles, cousins. It's gonna be quite an entourage. This is an individual sport, but we wouldn't be able to get on that side of the octagon without a group of support. This is gonna be our belt. Like, it's not just gonna be mine, man. I feel like it's gonna be ours. Like, that's the way I feel. Like, it's ours, not just mine. Thank you. It's gonna be our belt.
Hey guys, this right now. We're about to meet someone special. Half man, half amazing, but all bliss. It's over.
When you got into it for the first time, like how do you prepare for that? Like how do you prepare for the likes of leg kicks, body shots, and just being able to take a bunch? I mean, like, were you, because you said you didn't start off as a fighter.
My first fight I actually took on 3 days' notice, and I took it kickboxing. I took it because it cost $30 to get into the fight, and I was like, oh, I just take a fight and I can go for free because I had a bunch of my friends fighting. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's just a lot of repetition and putting yourself in bad situations. You know, it's like the first fight when I fought Dustin, I got tapped out by a head and arm triangle and then an armbar. And I remember resting for like 2 days and I went straight to practice. I put myself in like 1,000 triangles. I got tapped out, but there was a point where it flipped the switch, you know, from then on. And I think that was my welcome to the league moment.
What is it like for you? Do fans chirp at you, I'm assuming, from, you know, being around the octagon?
The best times is when I'm in there and I hit a corner, like I'm fighting. And I hit a corner, like in my last fight, his striking coach was yelling to him, like, he's done, Brian, he's done. I was like, no, I'm here all day. I'm going to be here all day. And then I jabbed him. And then I was like, and then he didn't hit me. That's how I was like, I knew. It was like, okay, then this is going to be a fun night for me.
All over the world know you now.
Yeah, bits and pieces, bits and pieces.
I like them shirts, man.
You know, we got a Dustin versus everybody. You know, we know you're gonna come home with that belt. I just wanna go ahead and get a selfie with that belt. That's all I need. He's the best. He knows it. We know he's focused. I mean, he was made for this. Can't wait. We'll be there Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're flying down there. We're going to support. You know, after party's going to be crazy. So, you know.
When I started out fighting, it was just for the thrill of the fight, money. As you get older and things change, you mature, you fight for different reasons. I fight for my community, to give people a reason to cheer. But I fight mostly for my family. I still love the essence of pure combat, especially at the highest level like this fight. And I just appreciate the challenge. I give it my all. I honor this. I live this. I breathe this. I study this. I'm a student of combat sports, of pushing myself to be the best I can be. This fight couldn't have happened at a more perfect time in my career. Any sooner would have been too soon.
Thank you, guys, man. Y'all have a good night. I'll see y'all up there.
Love you, Justin.
Up, player, the goodest. Today was fun, full of surprises. Missed flights due to delays. I think I went through like 4 flights today to get to ATL. I was just chilling. I slept on the ground at the airport in a little corner by myself. Had a little nap. Just kept myself entertained. Last time I was sick at 234. I'd rather get all the bullshit out early in the week. So I need to go.
Just reinforcing what we've been going over the last 7 weeks, basically. Yeah, it's all pretty automatic now, so it's not much we have to do now.
With gasoline, it has to be accumulative.
Oh, it's damaged.
Yeah.
I'm working the body as well.
So when you hit something.
It's soft body. It's soft. I can feel it.
When you hit something and he fights down through it, you just have to not get discouraged.
No, it's all good. You
know in your mind that it's accumulative
damage. Just touch him.
Because he doesn't get taken out by one shot, they have to.
Good luck to you, brother.
Thank you, too, brother.
For sure.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. And then
you
can do that.
You have a new phone number?
So my uncle, he's like a trading car collector. Collects like trading cards for all kind of sports. And I never know, like you send it in to get a authenticate it, and you can get, like, the best one is 10 out of 10. And, like, the smallest things can make you miss of getting a 10 out of 10. And, like, one of the things he was talking about was how when someone does their signature, if it's, like, a little off by different strokes, it's, like, it decreases in value. So I was like, wow. All you Bless MMA fans, I'm sorry. My signature be changing up after 25 of them. It's a mess. I'm sorry, guys. If you guys shooting for 10s, the boy is a solid, like, 7. Sorry.
You got more than
10. Nah, I'm just joking. I'm playing around.
I got you guys' bags. I might have status. I might get free. Maybe I get an extra one.
I first moved out here in 2012, and I lived here 5 or 6 years before me and my family moved back to Louisiana. I had no friends or family out here. We became friends through working next to each other, like me and Mike Brown, Dia Davis, Thiago Alves,
ATL, Georgia.
And these guys have become like a part of my family now. So, yeah, these guys are not only my teammates, my coaches, these guys are like brothers to me.
You've done this before. Yes, sir. So you know everything that's in your bag is for you to work throughout this week.
Yes, sir.
Open workouts, the whole shebang, just like always. For this event, I don't know if you've experienced it before, but we've been doing sensors on gloves. So we're going to do it in this event, and it's going to go live on the app. The app looks like this. It's called Heed. It already has everything there once the fight
is going. There's a problem, though, with the app. It's not gonna catch abnormal movement. So
actually,
you guys tried.
Check this out. What about this here? Look at, if you, like, let's say a previous event, click on, tells you all his stuff. If you click on the fighter, it gives you clips of the fight, like when he went on fire a little bit. Yeah, when he's doing things, you can forward it to the finish.
That's so cool.
It tells you where the fight was taking place, where it ended, the blue corner and the red corner, where it was. But it gives you all the perspectives of the fight. You know, everything's technology now.
Hey! What's up, man?
It's been a long day, man. The airport was shut down for some time due to the weather, and so we're circling around the airport for about half an hour until the pilot said, like, we gotta gas up, you know? And we went to Birmingham, gassed up, then flew back here to Atlanta.
Got here in Atlanta with the crew.
Hey. Quite a trip just to get here, but we're dealing with it the best that we can.
Hope you're doing well, brother. Just wanted to send you good vibes out there, bro. I'm going to be out there.
Hey. He's going to be out here now.
Henry's always been a cool cat. We've become really close over the last few years. Yair Rodriguez coming out here as well. Got my support system coming out, which is pretty cool. It really does feel really cool to have that support system, have these guys here. I'm starting to get a little amped now that we finally touched down in Atlanta.
It's only been 1 year in the UFC, just 1 year, and I've done so much, so everything is just falling into place according to plan. And Kelvin's got a soft body, he's heavy on his leg, and he's got a big head, so it's easy targets right there, and I just have to keep touching him. And if I keep touching him, eventually he'll fall.
We're
about to pull you off
to the side now. Hey, it's all right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, we're cool.
Yeah?
Give
me a dolly.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
On
the
count
now? Let me show you. There it is. Count, everything, so.
Signature name, date, signature name, date.
We planned this from the get-go. We executed a blueprint on our way to the UFC, on our way to the title shot, on our way to defending it as well, so wait and see.
Fought everywhere but home, you know. This is only like 2 hours from the house, so it's about as close to a home game as I'm gonna get. Fighting upper weight class, exciting fight. Co-main, you know. Me and Cleo share a lot of similarities. Big, strong, powerful, athletic, lefties. It's going to be a fun one, man. The bell's going to ring. We're going to beat in the middle, touch gloves, and you know, get right to work.
Just going to hit some mitts, shake everything off, jet lag, all that stuff, and get tuned in for the fight. I'm excited about this matchup. Eric's a tough guy, you know, and like he's game. He came to the UFC to fight, and he's a tough dude. I've had people like, oh, this guy's the next thing when I lose, and it's like, oh, maybe this time, and like, you know, so it's been up and down for me. I think the both of us are really just like hungry, and we know that we both belong here. I know it's an exciting matchup for the fans, but I'm very excited as well.
Got it.
Yo, what's up, guys? This is Israel Adesanya, future middleweight UFC champion, and I'm going to give you a tour of my body. No, that's wrong. No.
Where are we going to end it? No, he's stopped,
man. I was gonna say body work was just, yeah.
This is my quad.
And even like, you know, people say, oh, bad tattoos, but I mean, that's subjective, you know. Some of my tattoos that are my favorite, people lots of bad tattoos. And when people say, like, oh, why you even get tattoos? You're black, you can't see them. I'm like, it's not for you to see, it's for me to feel.
What does broken native mean?
Broken native, I coined that name when I was younger for a crew that I was running with, a dance crew. I've always been like the bat amongst doves, the pebble among stones. If everyone's going that way, I'm like, what's over there?
What's this on your neck?
That's my dog. That's, I forgot about that one. That's Millie. His name's Millionaire, actually. I named him Millionaire for a reason, because I knew what was coming my way. Like, he's seen me through everything since 2012, going through all this, trying to pursue this dream. So yeah, I mean, he showed me loyalty throughout.
Sweet, perfect. That was great, man. It's cut.
Yeah, definitely. Saturday, we'll get it done.
Beautiful day. Beautiful week to be the world champion, baby.
Watch how awesome this is.
Daddy's the champ!
Alright, if you can. Little maniac. This is just a fight Saturday night, you know? I'm excited about it, but when I go back home, I'm dad. You know, I turn it off when I go home. But still, like fighting stuff like that, daddy's the champ, or she knows, she always says, daddy, punch, punch. She knows what I do, but I'm dad to a little girl when I get home. Keeps everything fresh.
Hey, I'm Chris. Nice to meet you too.
Cool. So I know you're cutting weight, but
yeah, right.
Cool.
This is a main event on pay-per-view. I can't wake up without my mailbox just full of interview requests. There's just too many to keep up with. I know when I sign the dotted line to fight Max Holloway main event for a title, that comes along with it. It's not easy, but it's part of it.
Where'd you get the nickname Diamond?
One of my first trainers started calling me that. I never had a nickname. I fought 6 or 7 pro fights, and I got to the WEC, and I didn't have a nickname, and then he just called me the Diamond and sent it in. Yeah, I didn't really have a say in it, but it's cool. It's stuck, you know.
Looks great. Sweet, and we're done.
Cool.
Rush, come here. That question, they were asking.
Did you call the fight?
Yeah.
Which one?
The Ortega fight.
You called it. You told me it wrong. You done lying. You lying on national YouTube? What? Yeah. Tell them the story. Tell them what happened.
When my daddy was sitting on the red chair, I said daddy, and yeah, you looked behind
there
me.
There you go.
And I was like,
now, right now? End it now, or just bang?
Bang.
Bang, bang.
I'm kickboxing superstar who has set the UFC world ablaze, Israel Adesanya.
It's all
about me and how I move in this fight. It's not really about him. He can do what he wants to do, but I'm gonna make him do what I want him to do. I don't have to do shit. Like, example, Brunson, I could smell the fear on him. Kelvin's not scared, he's dangerous. And that's what excites me about him. I'm looking to put him on the stake as well.
What's up, ATL? I only know about this place through rap music and movies, so it's cool to be here. And I can't wait till after the fight. I heard Magic City serves breakfast, so I'll see you guys there.
We will soon become the UFC champion in his fourth straight main event. The number three ranked lightweight in the world, Dustin the Diamond Poirier.
What's up, Atlanta?
Put on my first pair of gloves ever. I wanted to fight and be a world champion. I wasn't doing it for money or doing it to say I did it. I was fighting to be the best at it. And Saturday night I have an opportunity, and that means a lot to me. I can't even explain to you what it means to me. It means everything. I'm a high-paced fighter. I push the pace, I push the cardio, I push the energy in there. I try to finish these guys. You know, I go in there not to win rounds. I go in there to hurt these guys and get them out of there. So we'll see what happens Saturday night, but I'm coming in there to take them out.
It's always cool when you get people appreciate your work and guys that somehow look up to you. It's really hard for me to kind of accept that still these days. But it is cool, always cool. I always welcome anybody who wants to say hello, take a picture. Absolutely. You know, I've been to Atlanta before, man, and it's a fighting city. You know, I can tell it's gonna be a good energy once we get in there.
Go!
You know, I was there front row in Australia, as everybody knows. When he hit Silva, I didn't see no pop in those punches. I feel like if that was me, he would have dropped like a sack of potatoes.
In this past 7 years, I found out a lot about myself. I grew as a person, I grew as a father, I grew as a fighter.
Oh yeah, this bread.
Found out a lot, you know, especially that last year. 2018 was a terrible year, but it's not how you start, it's how you finish. We finished off strong, and 2019 we get to finish off stronger than ever, so I'm just blessed. That's all in a nickname. When we came into the UFC, I wanted to be a champion. Check that off the list. Now the next one is to be the number one ranked pound for pound undeniable fighter in the whole world. I get to plead my case with this fight. It's one step closer to the goal. And keep talking about how this might be the fight of the year. You know, they said the same thing about the last fight. And I told everybody, I'm not looking for a fight of the year. You know, when you think of best pound for pound fighter, when I think of it, it's dominance. You know, and that's what I want to do. I don't want this guy to be my equal. I want to go out there and have people scratching their head like, who is that guy? So that's the plan Saturday night.
Hey, thank y'all for coming out. I just gotta say one thing. To be the best, you gotta beat the best. And the best is... Let's go!
Awesome view right here, huh? You know, we try to redo the same energy that we had in Australia. We had an awesome view then, we have an awesome view now, and something that I think I might start doing for all my fights if I have these kinds of views. We're working out in my room, and so far so good. The energy's good, I feel good, my training partners feel great about the work that I put in, and so we feel good, ready to go. This is what we love to do, man. I love being in this environment, and we're getting ready, man. And this is the type of environment that I thrive in, and I love being here and just knowing that we're gonna go to war in a few days, and I have my soldiers and my capos here helping me out, man. And man, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else in the world.
Finito.
Oh, yeah.
exciting times, you know. We've been playing this for 8+ years, you know, since Israel walked into the gym. It's pretty cool to see it all come to fruition.
Yeah, again, like, it's just the same what we're doing every night. Got to keep the body sharp and keep the mind sharp. I'd like to see that the shots are crisp and accurate. So, yeah, just trying to look for that.
Hey, that's what I read. Well, apparently I don't have any pop on my shots at the workout.
Appreciate that.
Good boy. Kel. I don't have any pop in my shots, so I'm going to lose.
He's going to find out.
Sorry. He doesn't see it. He doesn't see any pop in my shots, but he'll find out.
Israel's been training pretty hard over in New Zealand. Gastelum's no joke, so we're geared for this. It'll be a pretty exciting night, and we're set up for a pretty good fight.
My last job was working for an energy company, and it sucked. I was just behind a desk. It was tedious, and it just killed me. Took away my soul over time. At first, it was cool. I was bright-eyed and bushy-tailed till I realized they didn't really care about me, and I was just another fucking dude, you know, off the street that they could hire. But I only ever did enough not to get fired, and they only ever paid me enough to come back next week. So it was a nice little working relationship. Then, September 4th, 2013, I said, I'm out, and I never looked back. That was my last job. And I always remember that day because that's like my birthday.
I knew I smelled Louisiana chicken somewhere.
Ooh, this is some ninja shit. This is some ninja shit.
This is not good.
That's why you 40 years old.
That is not.
That's why you 40 years old.
Hey champ, that is not good. Hey, that is not good.
The number one pump of bomb fight is gonna happen right here.
Don't hurt him.
See, this is your time. This is your time. You gotta love it. All right, I got a pair for you. I'm gonna fight his ass.
How are you, my man? All right, gentlemen. Hey. As soon as they told me there was a fight opening for this interim title fight against Israel on April 13th, I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. That's my day. April 13, 2013 is when I won the Ultimate Fighter, for the people that I don't know at home, and it's a very special day. It's a day that changed my life forever, and it only makes sense to seal that circle on that day, man, and get that world title around my waist on that same day.
I know how to use my reach very well. I've used it my whole career, and what he does, I've seen so many times.
Fast forward, you too.
Whole UFC career, everyone's tried to take me down at some point. I stuffed the takedown, put their head, boom, put my balls on the back of their head, sprawl, flat out, and then I get back up and fuck them up.
I have the same fight IQ, the same cardio I can push with him. I'm a heavier puncher. I can wrestle. I think I'm better than him in jiu-jitsu, and my boxing is as good, if not better, than his. I just have more ways to win this fight.
So, man, how you doing?
What's going on, man? You doing all right? Yeah.
Because of the technique level and the toughness of Max and the technique level we're both going to bring, I think we're going to get fighter of the night, and it's going to be another one for the history books.
It's going to be a lot of volume and violence.
Tough, tough. 55 excites me for sure. You know, there's a lot of the guys considered a pound-for-pound fighters in the world. A bunch of them is in 55, you know, and I feel like I fit in here. And this is where you got to do, you know, if this is where I got to be the number one pound-for-pound fighter, let's go. You know, if I got to go up a weight class, 2, 3, 4, 5, keep saying, you know, my man Danos, DC, you know, if he's the number one guy, if they send his name in a contract, I'll be like, I love you, DC, but I'm going to sign that contract.
How about that for your stepmom screensaver? How about that?
Weight cut is not easy. It never is, even at 55. I know people say, but you made 45, you can do 55. It's not easy. I'm not a small guy, but I accept the challenge, and I'm excited to hit 155 pounds, championship weight. I'm excited to fight Max, so I just embrace it.
Amazing material to work with Max. He's kind of a once-in-a-lifetime type of guy.
You know, I've been doing this for a long time and still haven't come across another guy that's quite like him. You know, not my long shot. You learn things very, very quickly, but he's also able to apply it extremely quickly, you know, so he can follow directions, but he's also at a level where he can process things so quickly, he can make adjustments on the fly, whether by us or just autonomous on his own, you know, so can't take too much credit for that.
I'm excited, man. I can't wait, you know, it's here. Tonight is probably the hardest work of the week, is just cutting weight, you know, getting the weight down. The cut is going to be great, you know, 55, 10 pounds bigger than what home usually is, and cutting weight is cutting weight, you know. I'm just glad that I get 10 more pounds and get the job done. All the talking and stuff is coming to an end, and we get to see each other at the end of the day, so two more sleeps, and it's go time. It's fun time. It's over.
Now's the time to prove everybody wrong. You're in a good position, man. Embrace it. You're in a really good position.
My canalito. Good, looking good. About to start this work.
It's scary because he can already see it, he can already touch it. And it's a confidence that's very healthy. He just can't wait to hear middleweight champion of the world. So that's what he's feeling right now. It's a very healthy confidence.
Kelvin's in great conditioning right now, and his eating habits have been good. This is the natural weight class for him, so I think that this is just right for him to be at 85s and doing this. This also goes to the maturity level of where he's at. People forget that he got in the UFC at 21, and he's only 27 years old. And I see the professionalism that he has exhibited, not only throughout this camp, but doing the Ultimate Fighter as a coach, and he's learned from everything.
It's going out there and fighting inspired. You're not just fighting for a belt, you're fighting for your dream. He has the desire, he has the will. I think he's gonna knock this guy out.
So this year is not for this one, it's for the afternoon one. There's a hat and your shirt there, and then this would be for the person that goes on stage with you.
Cool.
Let's go.
There you guys go.
Thank you.
Hey, okay. Hey, that comes to people. We got some beers.
Yeah?
Come to San Diego.
Let's go. I know, man. I'm in San Diego, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
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 Who's coming with? Fighter Plus One.
You want to go there?
Everyone else, if you want to head down LL2 in this elevator.
How much time do they have from Georgia?
You know?
1 hour. So if he has to weigh in, he has to step on the scale by 11 o'clock.
Before you get off it, though, Hydra's going to want you to pose for just 5 seconds. Bring you back here. Hydration stuff is lined up right over there for you guys. And then if you haven't done your physical, make sure you finish that yet. Otherwise, we'll see you guys right back here, Fighter Plus One, at 12:30 for the ceremonial weigh-in.
Gravy.
So just wait right here.
So, we're gonna have you disrobe on the X. Stand still when he calls your weight, and then just give Heidi 5 seconds of pose.
Cool.
Israel Adesanya to the scale. All right, guys, next up to the scale, Calvin Gaskell. All right, guys, next up to the scale, Max Holloway.
So Dustin, you're just going to disrobe on the X, let him set the weight first and call it up.
I shocked the world tomorrow night. I knocked this motherfucker out.
154 and a half.
Right here, that's 5 seconds for me. Four.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Can you
get me
drinks, dude?
Yeah.
I'll come to you right now.
I'm happy.
Claire, give me my phone. Show my phone. Show my phone, my
And
mom,
he
girl.
Never like played that. Like
my driving. Man, Nip. Rest in peace, brother.
Oh, last time of that check. 200 cupcakes on deck.
Get him, mini blast. What's tomorrow night?
Now, Black Express, we're gonna be doing this tomorrow night. Last time I checked, I'm getting 2 belts in the center of the
team. Last time that I checked, you're going the wrong way.
How are you, my friend?
Good. How you guys doing? Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay. You guys too?
Yeah.
Tao will get his.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Thank you, boss.
What else?
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
What's happening, everybody? Welcome to the weigh-ins. We got a hell of a card for you, ladies and gentlemen, here in Atlanta. We start this.
Thank you.
Hey, Rose.
Hi.
Good.
Good, how are you?
Next, we move to the light heavyweight division. Eric Anders versus Khalil Roundtree. First up on the scale, Khalil Roundtree. Official weight 206. And his opponent, Eric Anders. Official weight 205 from Mr. Anders.
Thank you guys. Good luck tomorrow. Good luck tomorrow, boys.
Thanks.
Good work.
Let's go. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen, for the UFC Interim Middleweight Championship. Introducing Israel Adesanya, the last style bender. Official weight 183 for style bender. And his opponent. Official weight 184.
I'm tired of talking, man. Honestly, like, who wants to see a fight? You're gonna see an ass whooping.
You guys ready to see a fight? Like he said, it's gonna be a good war, guys. Thank you guys for coming out.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen, for the UFC interim lightweight title. Introducing the diamond, Dustin Poirier. Official weight 154.5.
Fucking world champ.
And his opponent, the reigning UFC featherweight champion of the world, Max Bliss Holloway. Official weight 155 for the king of Hawaii.
It was a long road to get here. Tomorrow night, I become the interim lightweight champion in the world and new.
The diamond, ladies and gentlemen, Dustin Poirier.
The man said I need to make a mistake. I just need him to show up. I'll see you guys tomorrow night.